This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Little Jimmy Eat World bringing us back here on this beautiful Saturday morning in the city of Atlanta. Sam and Greg, except no Greg. Garrett Chapman filling in for Greg Clarkson.
Absolutely.
Here with the incomparable Sam Crenshaw. Joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jumping into the fun, Brooks Austin of SI. Brooks, the film guy. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. I'm currently packing up my hotel here in the wonderful city of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey,
and
hey.
It's going to be a long day for yours truly. Got about 12 hours of work left here at the Combine, and then a good nine-hour drive back down to Atlanta. So I don't know about you boys, but I am just absolutely stoked for today.
This is going to be a great day. And look, I see guys up here on NFL Combine, the NFL Combine guys on NFL Network right now. James Pierce just ran a 4.47 out of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Sam Crenshaw said it to me. He said the big guys are big, but the big guys used to be slow. Now the big guys are big, strong, and they're fast.
And they're fast.
Oh,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Emanuori, the safety out of South Carolina yesterday was, I mean, an avatar. He was 6'3", 220 pounds. I think he broad jumped over 11 feet, vertical 43 inches, and then proceeded to run a 4.38. So, yeah, that's about as alien as you can get, and there's several of those every year, it seems like, nowadays.
Yeah, Brooks. And on that note, I mean, who's some of these players that have stood out? Just on the Georgia side, I mean, just looking at the local dudes,
yeah.
Who has stood out to you most just after the first couple of days of the combine?
Tyrion Ingram-Dawkins by far has had the best day or best week of any Georgia player on the field. Looked extremely smooth during the field testing. I think his RAS score, which is a score, basically a metric score of all of his athletic testing, I think he tested in like the 9.9 range, which was like number 4 of 1,700 defensive tackles that they've ever measured. So his testing measurements were exceptional here in Indianapolis, and his field drills were really good as well. Anytime Daniel Jeremiah goes into an NFL scouting combine with you as a fifth-round draft pick, and the entire broadcast is talking about how, man, I was just wrong on this guy. I must have been wrong. I got to go back and look. I got to go see what I'm missing about this football player. You had a great day.
Yep. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. He is in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. It's Brooks Austin. He is social. You can always find him at Brooks Austin BA at Brooks Austin BA. What Georgia player have you seen that went there and maybe turned some heads? There's a great level of expectation always for the Georgia players there, and especially coming off the Super Bowl and what the former Dogs did in Philadelphia. But is there anybody that maybe turned a head or two that maybe some people weren't convinced about?
I think we're still waiting to see that from a guy like Arian Smith today. He's got a chance to go really, really fast in the 40. That's a guy who's got an official college 100-meter track time at 10.10. Anytime you're running sub-11 seconds in football, you're projected as a 4.4 runner. Anytime you're running sub-10.10, buddy, you can roll. So we'll see what happens with him today as the wide receivers get to kick off their workout portion. But I'm excited for Arian's opportunity here at the NFL Combine to really round out a pre-draft process that's gone really well for Arian. He had a great week at the Senior Bowl, not only ran some of the fastest metric times there in pads, but also had tremendous deceleration times, meaning his ability to stop at that high rate of speed was really, really high in some of those advanced metrics out there in Mobile. So Arian's got an opportunity to round up a really, really good process after undoubtedly his best year at the University of Georgia. I don't think anybody thought going into 2024 that Arian Smith would lead the team in targets, receptions, and yards. I thought that was a little bit surprising and kind of a testament to where that offense was in the wide receiver core this last year.
Brooks, I mean, the conversation around the Falcons and the Georgia Bulldogs has been pretty consistent about how this team just never seems to draft Georgia players at the top of the draft. And Jalen Walker, Michael Williams, I mean, these are dudes who may end up being outside of their reach. Malachi Starks might fall down to them, but I don't know if they go safety in the first round necessarily. Is this finally the year that we see a Georgia player get drafted by the Falcons in the first round, or are we going to keep waiting?
From everything I've heard, they're going all defense. There is not a single offensive coach from Atlanta, I was told, here in Indianapolis. It's all defensive personnel. So they are highly focused, transfixed, if you will, on drafting a defensive player. And the three first-round caliber Georgia football players this year are the three defenders you just mentioned, in Malachi, in Michael, and in Jalen Walker. I think pairing a guy like Malachi with Jesse Bates would be exceptional. I think what's hurt Malachi slightly is this infatuation with Nick Emanuori, obviously from South Carolina, because of the way he's tested. But there is no doubt, from a film perspective and from a player-led eval perspective, that Malachi Starks is the first safety off the board in this NFL draft. It's just going to be about whether or not teams fall in love with the numbers that were put up this week by Nick out of South Carolina. But when you turn the tape on, man, there's a clear-cut safety one in this draft, and it's Malachi Starks. So I think that would be an exceptional pairing for the Falcons to have those two guys in the back end. And I think you're right, at 15, I think Atlanta's drafting at 15 to 18 range. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But I highly doubt a guy like Mykel or even Jalen Walker is available there. So, it might end up being Malachi.
And talking with Brooks Austin. Brooks, talk about you're going to pack up the day. You're going to drive back down here, and you're going to get set for Georgia Pro Day. Because there are some Bulldogs that didn't get to go to Indianapolis that still could turn some heads for some NFL scouts. Talk about Pro Day and who we might see there that might stand out.
Yeah, I expect Pro Day to be absolutely loaded down with NFL scouts and GMs. Not just because of guys like Dan Jackson and Xavier Truss who aren't here in Indianapolis that were, you know, 3.5-year starters essentially for one of the best teams in college football. But also Jalen Walker and Mykel Williams didn't work out up here in Indianapolis. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, intrigue about how those guys move, how those guys test, you know, how they jump, how they run, all that good stuff. So I expect that Pro Day, I believe it's April 12th, to be absolutely slam-packed with NFL GMs and decision-makers, man.
Brooks, of course I follow you on Twitter, so I see everything you're going back and forth with all these other fans about Mike Bobo. And I know you go on Paul Feinbaum and you pound the table for him there. What is up with everybody and hating on this guy? It's the fact that his offenses continue to exceed expectations, but the expectations seem to keep getting moved. The goalposts keep getting pushed back, if you will. Mike Bobo has been a strong coordinator, but like, what's up with this hate?
I think there is a two-pronged thing for me. One, Todd Monken won two national titles, and despite the fact that he had a gajillion NFL superstars on the defensive side of the other side of the football, and despite the fact that they never really started a possession inside their own 20 because that would have meant that the opposition actually moved the football against their defense, despite all those things, Todd Monken won two national titles. So that's all that matters. And if you don't win national titles, you should get fired. It seems to be the tone that I get from that portion of the fan base. But I also think there is a little bit of hangover from that first regime or that first run, Mike Bobo in Athens. But in my opinion, man, like I don't necessarily give a ton of blame for or sole blame for Mike Bobo for the years that he was here the first time. I think a lot of Georgia fans, because of the person and the human that Mark Richt is, would never admit to you that those teams that he coached in his first regime at Georgia in the form of Mike Bobo just weren't that damn good. I mean, if you're winning, I think he won 9 games with Hudson Mason. Yeah. Like, no offense to Hudson Mason, but buddy, you're doing some daggum coaching, man. You're out here winning. You're setting NFL record or SEC records with Aaron Murray, a guy who never ever played in the league. Like you got Aaron Murray's a legend. Aaron Murray had a great college football career, but Aaron Murray is not some superior physical talent. Like they did a tremendous job in a couple of those years in Athens, but man, I can go on for days as to why I think there's hatred there. But it's unwarranted in my opinion, man. Like it's so weird for a university, having covered them for so long. That university is all about its people, man. It hires its people. It loves its people that graduated from Georgia, are lifetime Georgia people. And Mike Bobo is the definition of that. Apart from that one stint in Colorado, apart from a stint in Auburn, apart from a stint in South Carolina, this is 5 years of college football, and about 20 of them have been in Athens, man. Yeah. He's dedicated almost his entire professional career being a Georgia Bulldog. And people hate his guts. And I'm not going to tell you the guy's the best offensive coordinator in the world. I just think he gets way too much undue hatred from his own people. Man, the people, again, who he's dedicated most of his professional life to. I'd be sick, man. I really would.
Well, Brooks, before we let you go, I still got to ask you something, because you talk about Mike Bobo. Obviously, he's got Gunnar Stockton coming in as, the lead guy for the quarterback spot. One of the things that was different last year was the talent in the receiving room. Talk about that and that the work they're going to have to do this spring to get ready and get some more talent that was as receivers for Stockton or whoever wins that starting job.
Yeah, another guy on that staff that gets a little bit of undue criticism is James Coley, the wide receivers coach, man. He was brought in what he did, which was elevate the level of talent in the room. Okay, last year they obviously led the nation in drops, but this year it's Noah Thomas and him, a 6'6", 200-pounder that in high school was in the 10'8" range in the 100-meter. Like, that's a burner at that type of size. And then you bring in Zachariah Branch, another former five-star that, you know, was through first three or four games of his freshman year at USC. I think people were talking about him potentially being in the race as a true freshman. That type of electricity that he brings. And then you sign a guy like C.J. Wiley and then pair him up with Taylen Taylor up north. That is the highest-rated tandem of wide receivers the University of Georgia has signed since 2019 when they landed Dominic Blaylock, and George Pickens. So James Coley was brought in to do exactly what he's doing right now, which is to elevate the talent of the room, mm-hmm. And pray to God that when the ball gets thrown to his guys, they actually catch it, I guess.
Catch the football. That's the biggest thing. Brooks Austin, I appreciate you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
No doubt, Blue.
That's Brooks Austin, S.I. He's up there at the NFL Combine. And look, we got a lot of Combine conversation that's going to be taking place. We are going to talk about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.